Welcome in, Braves Today, bravestoday.com. So the words are rock bottom, inexcusable, 7 runs in the eighth inning. What are we doing? Rockies down 8-2 in the rubber match of the series, and the Braves blow it. This is the most low point ever for a Braves franchise. Lindsay, it is not as bad as everybody thinks it is. However, it seems that because of one series.
Welcome this is in so weird today. This is so weird coming from you. This really is weird coming from you. I'm always the optimistic one, and you're the pessimistic one. This is weird.
He's Lindsay Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. Of course, it's all brought to you by none other than Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com for more information on how you can find out more about what's going on with your coffee, as they will pre-roast it right as you make your order and send it to your door. Lindsay, I understand a lot of people really have an issue with the way the Braves are playing right now. I should be one of those people.
They're all in my mentions, yes.
However, I still think that there's an opportunity for them to come out of this and make it to the playoffs, contrary to what people believe, because we still have people that have not made it back that will make a difference in this year before this season is over with.
You've got guys coming back. Your schedule isn't that awful,
right?
It's not, it could be better, but it's not awful. It's right there along with the Mets as far as like 18th and 19th hardest schedules down the stretch. So I think your remaining winning percentage is like 499 of your opponents. So right around 500. Michael Harris is due back. I believe he can be activated on either Wednesday or Thursday. I should know this for sure. I believe he can be activated on Wednesday. He played on Sunday in Gwinnett, had another good game. I would expect at worst he would play on Tuesday and then fly out. I do think they may just use the off day on Monday to go ahead and fly him to San Francisco. Let him be in the dugout for Monday and for Tuesday, activated on Wednesday and play. Ozzy Albies at some point in time will come back. We don't know. It's mid-September, maybe.
I was going to say, he says September.
He says September. Renato Lopez is the one that will be back sooner. He's already thrown. He's already played catch since he went on the IL. The big question now will be, do you need a rehab start or not for him before you activate him? I'm assuming after seeing how Fried struggled in his first game back, I'm assuming they will give Lopez a rehab start just to make sure he's good. And then go ahead and bring him back second, third week of August. But it's just hard to get over kind of the gut punch of that Sunday game. I mean, listen, this is how the sausage is made, okay? Yeah. Seventh inning stretch is when I sit down in front of the computer to take the thoughts about the takeaways that I'm writing and put them onto the page to publish it when the game is close to over. When we get quotes and stuff later, I either go back and add those later or I just do a separate article with the quotes. And I had to, in essence, redo the takeaways because 6-run lead in the eighth, they give up 7 runs, lose the game. And I am going to say a lot of people said this was a standard Coors Field bullpen blow up. I'm going to push back on that a little bit. MLB put out a stat on Twitter. They have an MLB stats account. Actually, a really good follow. This is only the second time in franchise history the Rockies have trailed by 6 or more runs in the eighth inning or later and came back to win. They did it in 2010. They were down 9. They scored 9 runs in the bottom of the ninth and won 12-9. This was down 6 runs and scored 7th in the eighth. Seven in the eighth. But to me, this all kind of comes back. This specific loss, I think, and really Luke Jackson being in trouble on Friday as well, and you having to sit in Joe Jimenez to bail him out on Friday also. It comes back to me to the extra rest for the starters in the second half thing. Because I'd like to think that rather than using Luke Jackson, that would have been a spot you would have used Dylan Lee had Dylan Lee been on the roster. But you sit Dylan Lee down to get Bryce Elder up for one start. Elder obviously wasn't very good. He then went down to Gwinnett, but you still couldn't bring back Lee because you had to wait for an injury. And then when you had an injury with Ronaldo Lopez, like you just Dylan Lee not being here, I feel like he's the guy you would have put in this situation instead of Luke Jackson. Now, I don't know for a fact, but it feels this is the first time when I've been able to point at that and say a game not started by one of those fill-in guys, you could have lost that game because of the decision to give these guys extra rest. And Snit said after the game that they're essentially done doing that now. They have to, and I'm looking for the exact quote, courtesy of our friend Justin Toscano of the AJC, but in essence, he said that, like, we got to, they're all starting on regular rest next week. We got to do it all. What's the exact quote here? Yeah, no, that's where we're at right now. It's kind of go time with all that, talking about regular rest. There's no more extra days unless we work it in with off days. We don't have options anymore. Because as they are playing in Sunday Night Baseball right now, you are tied for the final wildcard spot. The Mets win, you are out of the playoffs again. So I feel like if they had fixed this 2 weeks ago versus now, maybe you don't lose this series in Colorado. I don't know. Obviously, butterfly effect and all that, but still very frustrating.
Here's one of my positives on it.
Okay.
Is we have always talked about how the Braves suck at the plate. The Braves are not coming through. The Braves have not had timely hits. I have been one that has said Soler needs to pick it up because he's come over. I have said Riley needs to pick it up. I have said that Ozuna is eventually going to fail, fizzle, whatever, and have to come back. All of these guys performed as they should have. This all fell on the staff and on the pitchers.
I have the Soler thing in the takeaways. I had that. I thought of you when I wrote this, literally. Going into this series, Jorge Soler was 4 of 24, one extra base hit. He struck out 10 times.
That's awful. That's awful.
Now, if you think about it, though, going from the Giants to Atlanta, there's that whole body clock thing of going back east, playing the outfield for the first time since 2023. He DH'd every game in San Francisco this year. So playing the outfield and as you can see, it's been an adventure a little bit.
It has.
And so it was a tough go. But this series, 7-13, four homers, 9 RBI, 1 strikeout.
I know.
This is what Alex Anthopoulos was talking about when he told us right after the trade deadline on Zoom that they've been trying to get Jorge Soler back since 2022. They tried to get him at the trade deadline. They tried to get him in the offseason. Like, they've been trying to get Jorge Soler back, and this is why. You can see what he can do. And fun fact, actually, shout out to Noah, our managing editor for this.
Yeah.
Jorge Soler's last 6 home runs have all been against the Rockies because the Giants played them at home in July.
Oh.
And he hit 2 in that series, and then he hit 4 in this series. So his last 6 home runs have all been against the Colorado Rockies across 2 different teams in 3 series in 2 ballparks.
Mm.
So kind of fun fact there.
Lindsay can tell you I have been anti-Soler. Don't get me wrong. I love the trade. I love that we brought him in. I have been one of the ones in Discord and amongst our group that has said, is this a mistake? And I completely backtracked that after this weekend. I think that he did well. I want to give him his flowers, give him his kudos to what he did this weekend. And as I said, it's not the bats that messed up the Rockies series, which is kind of odd because the arms did, and we didn't expect that. I understand that Colorado is, I don't know, an enigma, an anomaly, something.
It's an extreme hitter's park because of the elevation.
It is. When people get there, but the hits they were getting, Lindsay, were bloops, were flares, were broken bats.
Yeah.
It just seemed one of those frustrating things like, the baseball gods were against the Braves as far as the last was considered. And I know that I can feel right now every Philly fan that's jumping their mentions right now is going to go, if you say the word luck, it was really bad luck.
The random variance was on the negative side for Atlanta, right? They got the bad side of the random variance in this, as far as the batted ball distribution, how hard the balls were hit and where they landed and all that. Now, a lot of those eighth inning balls, those were hard hit balls. A lot of those were 98, 99, 102. They were smacked. But earlier in the game and in the series as a whole, for the most part, Atlanta definitely had the majority of the hard hit balls in every game. One thing I will point out is early in the season, we talked about how the offense wasn't that good and the pitching staff is kind of what carried the team.
Correct.
Yes. To that point, and this is in the takeaways as well, at the All-Star break, Atlanta's team ERA, 340, was the best in baseball. They had 11 shutouts, which was tied for first in all of baseball. And the WHIP of 119 was the fourth best in baseball. Since the All-Star break, 543 ERA, 27th in baseball. 151 WHIP, 28th in baseball. And the 14 losses tied for second most in all of baseball.
Wow.
And all of the teams that they're down there with are not teams you want to be down there with. The Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, and you're finally seeing the offense start to do what they're capable of, right? We've actually been surprisingly decent from the raw number of home runs hit. We're still pretty low on runs scored because, as you point out in our group chat every time it happens, so many of those homers leading into this weekend were solo shots. There's nobody on base shots when they hit them. And now we're seeing the other extreme of the pitching staff, because of skipping starts or suboptimal, you know, choices out of the bullpen, whatever, some bad outings out of the bullpen. You're seeing now that ERA is bad. And this is the flip side of Atlanta can win, but they're shootouts. Can they win a shootout? And I still feel like in the postseason, the pitching staff has shown from the regular season that they can be locked down, right?
Yeah.
The offense has shown they can crush balls. The bullpen has shown they can be locked down. I believe the stat I had last week was Pierce Johnson, Joe Jimenez, Raisel Iglesias, 7th, 8th, and 9th in that order have pitched, I think it's either 9 or 11 games in that order, and we have won every single one of those. That trio of players has never blown a lead for us. So, like, you've got the pieces. It's just nothing's clicked at the same time all year, and that's what's frustrating, because last year, it all clicked at the same time for the entire season, and now nothing's clicking at the same time.
It's unbelievable. Tell you what's unbelievable. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, 10% off. They're going to roast those beans as soon as you make your order. Plus, you got teas that you can order, or you got flavored coffees you can order. Plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, 10% off. Lindsay, that's the thing, though. At the end of the day, I'm asking you, what's happening? Where are these Braves going to end up? Because they're still, everybody acts like they're done. Braves fans sit there and they go, hey, we're finished, pack it up. But wild card's still in play. And honestly, as long as the Phillies keep losing, that's still in play. And I know that everybody goes, oh, fat chance. No, seriously. Like, if the Braves go on one of those streaky runs that they've done all year, they could win 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row. Next thing you know, they're within 1, 2 games of the Phillies. And next, you know, we're talking about a possible pennant again / at least wild card and leading the wild card. So where are we right now? What do the Braves need to do?
Your schedule right now, I think, is somewhat favorable, right? You've got the Giants for 4. You get the Los Angeles Angels for 3. They are not a good team. Mm-hmm. And then after playing Philly, you get Philly at home for 3. You get Washington, you get Minnesota and Philly, you play Colorado again, you play Toronto again, You play Washington again. You get four with Cincinnati. You get three more with Miami. Like, the schedule is favorable. There are some tough matchups in there. You play the, you host the Dodgers for four. You have to go to Philly for four. Like, there are some tough matchups in there. But you also have some regular
season
stuff.
Regular season Philly is great. We love regular season Philly.
I think the thing to remember here is last year, a number five seed beat a number six seed in the World Series. The year before, Philly made the World Series as a wild card. Like, all you have to do is get in the postseason. While I would love to extend the streak of division titles from six to seven, all you have to do is get in the postseason. And a lot of Braves fans early in the year were telling me that they didn't care about winning the division because you have to sit at home for 3 or 4 or 5 days before you get to play. And they blamed that for the offensive issues last postseason. So,
correct.
In essence, you're at a point now, you are absolutely still in this. You are not any position to just pack it up and say, we're done. Now, have you had the season that you wanted from this point on? You have not. But, like we said earlier, you get Michael Harris back this week. Mm-hmm. You get Ronaldo Lopez back soon. Max Fried should be doing a lot better in his next outing than he was last time. Like, you still have Chris Sale going tomorrow. Like, you have...
Yep.
You have... Pieces coming back. You have guys getting healthy. You have guys starting to hit. Like Austin Riley is hot. Matt Olson is going on a power binge. Orlando Arcia has had one of the best OPSs on the team in the last month. Like, guys are starting to come around, and this is starting to be more like the offense we thought it was going to be all year, like the offense we saw last season. And that was one of the big takeaways I had this weekend was, even though you lost two out of these three, there was a lot of times when Atlanta's offense answered. You got behind, it was tied, you were losing, and they answered. They came back and they scored runs, they got the big hits, they got clutch hits. They made it happen offensively. You're absolutely still in this. Do not give up. I'm not saying you're going to make the postseason. I'm not saying you're going to make the World Series or win it. You've got a chance at doing all of those things still. Despite how it feels, you have a chance still.
Things that stick out. Arcia, a four-hit game in the final game of the series. He has not had a four-hit game ever in his career, I don't think. That is definitely the first that's been taking place in the Braves organization.
That is definitely not correct.
As
I'm pretty sure he's had one.
Oh, has he? And,
I'm sure he's had one. I haven't looked officially. I'm sure he's had a four-hit game.
As they said in the booth, which I thought was absolutely hilarious because they didn't call him Jorge. They call him George. Ended up having a couple home runs. And I think that that is something that is – he is starting to come around again.
Yeah.
Riley is doing what he's doing. You've seen exactly what Olson has done. It's one of those things where people – you talked about it just a minute ago. Harris the second, he has done well. In his rehab stint, he's coming back swinging a hot bat. I think once you start mixing that up, I think that that lineup is going to be a whole lot different. I know that we've talked about Kelnick not being what he was, but he can get back to that when he gets people around him that are protecting him. And I also think that a lot of these other guys are going to be kind of living off what they've done in the past. Because if you look back at this weekend, Lindsay, don't focus on the pitching, focus on the hitting. And I know that it was Colorado, but still, they squared up a lot of balls, man. And that's the first time I've seen that in this lineup in quite a while. And I think that's something that the Braves need to hang their hat on.
In the last 30 days, guess who has the best batting average on this Braves team?
If you tell me Arcia, I'm going to be freaked out.
317, Orlando Arcia. He has statistically been the best hitter as far as batting average is concerned in the last month. Among qualified, like, he's played 24 games. He's among qualified hitters, he's had the best batting average.
See? That is something that you can hang your hat on. He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. Go to BravesToday.com. Find out more information. If you can't go there, go to PlainsCoffee.com. Promo code Braves, 10% off if your first order as well. You can get your ground coffee shipped right to your door. Lindsay, That's always good stuff, man. I absolutely love it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.